In this week's Arts, my guest is Czech Photo's Daniela Mrázková, the curator of an exhibition marking 10 years since the 2002 floods that devastated Prague and other parts of the Czech Republic. Based on an earlier show of works by some of the country's best photographers, the exhibition also offers a brand new book. Daniela Mrázková came into the studio to talk about both, as well as where she was in the dramatic days of August 2002, when the country was hit by 500-year floods.
I remember it quite well because it was a disaster for everybody. But at that time, I was in my village house in South Bohemia, in Rosenberg, on Vltava River. And we were completely closed there because we couldn't go away. So for several days, for 3 days, we were closed there. And then I could go to Prague.
When you got to Prague, what were the first things that you saw? What was happening in the city?
It was something incredible. I couldn't believe my eyes because everything, all places which I knew quite well, were completely different. And I had an impression that I'm dreaming. In the front of my eyes, I saw some very unique surrealistic pictures.
When I think about it, one of the things that I remember was, well, of course, the sound of the different emergency systems, the sirens, but also a very unusual quiet. All of a sudden, there were parts of the city that were completely quiet.
Yes, yes, completely. It's not possible to forget. For those people who went through that, but for young people, I think it's very important to show them the pictures, the photographs, because I think that photography is first of all memory. And that's why we organize the exhibition and publish the book.
I want to ask you about the cover image or the title image for the show and for the cover of the book. It shows Charles Bridge standing alone against a very gray Vltava River, but there seems to be this heaviness in the water, this mass. Was it difficult to choose this particular shot?
Oh, no. It was not difficult because it was quite clear for me from the beginning that it must be this picture, which will be on the cover of the book and on the poster for the exhibition, because it's a symbolic picture. It's a picture by photographer Jiří Všetečka, who takes pictures of Prague for many years. And I think that everything play in this picture. So the high water, the crosses on the Charles Bridge and everything, so the grayness of the picture, it's a great picture.
Who are some of the photographers? Because obviously photographers during those days, like journalists, many foreign journalists who were here, suddenly interested in what was going on in this country, they were busy while other people were running and gathering their stuff. They were capturing the situation, weren't they?
I tell you, so everybody took pictures at that time, especially professional photographers from media, and not only photographers from media, but also those who normally take pictures of landscapes or nudes. So it means that all really prestigious photographers, all of them took pictures, and it was not difficult to choose the good pictures for the exhibition. And we organized the exhibition very very shortly after the event, because we were asked by Prague Town Hall to organize the big exhibition at Old Town Square, Old Town Hall. And at that time, we had something like 500 pictures in the exhibition. And it was very popular among the people. The exhibition traveled even to New York to introduce the disaster for foreign politicians.
It was shown at the UN building?
Yes, yes, in the UN building, yeah.
if we talk about the photographers, do they have individual styles, their individual approaches? Say you're someone who's been doing landscapes throughout their career, is their trademark still visible?
Definitely, definitely, yes. Because photographers who take, for instance, landscapes, of course, so you can see in the exhibition as well as in the book that they have a little bit different approach than those who are reporters or documentary photographers. And it is interesting in the exhibition that there are different pictures with different picture quality.
Some, however, are more rooted in the kind of reportage documentary tradition, though.
Yeah.
And what are some images that, for you in particular, besides the cover image, stand out?
I think, yes, there are two pictures which I love very much. There are pictures by Jan Zatorsky, and one of them is the interior of the restaurant on Vltava River, and you can see on the picture only water going in the space of the restaurant. It's something horrible. And the second of them is the big crane on Charles Bridge. And the whole picture has a very, very special light, and the historical buildings around. It's a great picture.
I read that the publishing of this book, Praha pod vodou, Prague Underwater, that in itself was no easy task. Was it supposed to be published earlier? Why did it just get published now?
All 10 years, I dreamt about publishing the book, because a lot of books were devoted to Prague, but no one had a chance to show Prague quite differently. And this was the first chance. I felt that now or never. So I decided to publish the book. And of course it was a matter of money. Without understanding of all photographers, of course we hadn't possibility to pay them money, to pay them honorariums, and not to be our friends from Nikon. It couldn't be possible to do that.
The photographers were compensated by Nikon, or they accepted it gratis?
No, gratis. Mm-hmm. Gratis. Everything gratis. So Nikon paid only for producing of the book. Even graphic artists worked without money, and all of us. But I think the book was it.
In a way, you could also argue that it's a blessing that it took so long to get published, because it is indeed for the anniversary. And that is a good time for reflection and maybe reframing what happened. People can see it with a bit more distance, right?
You are quite right, yes.
We've heard many times about the safety measures that have been put into place, the flood barriers and that kind of thing. Do you, when you're driving along the banks, ever still think about the power of the river?
Yeah, since that time, of course, definitely.
Okay, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you too.
That edition of The Arts was by Jan Wellinger.